Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy sort of summer. We got thunderstorms going on here. We got crabs on the table and corn getting ready to be thrown on the table and crab cakes to go everywhere. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is out on the road. We have the Pac-Man scratch-offs. Roz has told me I'm getting a fresh batch this month because I'm going to need them. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday in Lexington Market. Luke's going to be down there before the Orioles game. And then we're going like on a bender. We're starting at Cooper's North in Timonium. We're going to be talking about Fleet Week, promoting Fleet Week in Fells Point on June 4th. That's Tuesday afternoon. On Thursday morning, we're going to be at State Fair in Catonsville. And this is special because it's before the Orioles-Blue Jays game, and Geddy Lee might be on television there behind home plate. So that'll happen on Thursday at State Fair. Crab Cakes there the 12th. Coco's Pub, 14th. We're at Fleet Week. We're going to be down at Cooper's in Fells Point at Fleet Week, and Thomas Dolby's going to be joining us for that. June 20th at Costas in Dundalk, and I like this as well because it's before the Orioles-Yankees game. So we're playing up at Yankee Stadium. That is the end of a three-game, very important American League East three-game series. That'll be Thursday, June 20th at Costas. You can have crabs. I'll have crab cakes. I'll get the Oysters Rockefeller. And then on the 25th, we'll be at Pappas in Parkville with Jeannie. I'm really looking forward to that. It's not the karaoke night. I wish it were, but I may sing anyway. This guy does not want to hear me sing except the praises of the Maryland Lottery and the new cash pop game. We'll get to that. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We welcome John Martin back onto the program after a brief respite. And a lot has happened during this holiday, John Martin. Not just my travels and crab cakes and fun and all this cool stuff and all these crab cake tour stuff, but your baseball team has widened the gap a little bit. And you have been poo-pooing them, and I have not given you enough oxygen for your Cleveland Guardians as these Orioles take up all the oxygen around here. We're having a really good baseball season. This is fun, isn't it?
You know what? You can't always dictate who's on your schedule. You just play them as they come up here. But they have had a nice little run. I'm being cautiously optimistic. You know, we're at basically, you know, the first mile marker, you know this being a baseball fanatic, is that Memorial Day weekend. You know, then you got your July 4th weekend. Then you got your Labor Day. I mean, you just follow the holidays to see how your team is doing. And yes, the boys from the land are doing pretty darn okay. So let's hope that continues when we progress through the season.
Can you imagine the fun of the segments you and I will be having in October if you're in the way? You know what I mean? Like, because that has happened before. Cleveland has been in the way in both cases in 96 and 97. And you and I are young old-timers. We remember that. But it would be a nice little Baltimore-Cleveland. But that would be fun. I mean, look, we all have to deal with the Yankees. And we're going to have to get through that as well. And that's probably part of the fun of all of this is it's not a year when the Yankees are down. We're all going to have to deal with them.
You know, it was funny. Just one last baseball thing for you here. I forget who it was talking about, you know, early season forecast for or at this mile marker. And someone had the audacity to select Aaron Boone as AL Manager of the Year.
Not yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a guy no one's heard of named Steve Vogt who took over after Francona retired, who has the guards in excellent position.
I didn't even know his name, by the way. So
there you go.
I appreciate you.
Know it.
If you had really put me on the burner and said, who is the Cleveland Guardians manager?
Yes.
I would have
yes.
struggled with that. So would half
and
of America, right?
Absolutely. And half of Cleveland. But that's the point is he's probably a better indication of manager of the year at this point, since no one knew who he was. The team was destined to be under 500 this year. And look where they're at. Meanwhile, my granddaughter could manage the New York Yankees. Doesn't take a lot to fill up the lineup there.
This Orioles thing, from a conversation standpoint, and look, I'm always promoting the Pac-Man, I'm promoting the lot. But when we talk baseball here this summer, I had Alan McCallum on for an hour this week. He was my 30-year baseball foil. He was my original reporter in the 90s that went in the locker room and did all that. I'm bringing all my baseball people back out because this is the team we've been waiting for. And every single night, every single at-bat, and sometimes it takes them 6-7 innings to get going. They hit home runs, and you got home run riches going as well at the Maryland Lottery. We need more grand slams. I mean, we do.
You know what? We do.
A few more grand slams would be good.
We do. I've got my stats on my screen right now. 70 as we speak. 75 home runs this year. Two of them grand slams. We have paid out $73,500 in cash to the contestants of the game. And our current progressive jackpot on the $5 home run riches bases loaded fast play game over $128,000 and growing. So have a lot of fun. Please play responsibly when you seek out the Home Run Riches Bases Loaded $5 Fast Play game. Have some fun. Be selected contestant of the game. We now have contestants through the month of June on our website, mdlottery.com. Check it out. See if your name is there and get set for lots of home runs.
Oh, I'm licking my wounds a little bit. And if people hear this over the weekend, it'll be ancient history, but they loaded the bases in the sixth inning on Tuesday night with nobody out. And as my dad would say, they drank no water at that point. So, you know, when the bases get loaded, I do think of you. And, you know, I do think that I see John Martin having to go back into the Maryland Lottery vault and pull
way
out
back
those $5,000.
Way back. Yes.
You know, pull out those Benjamins, you know. So I want that to happen. Cash Pop, let's talk about that just for a minute because it's so new. And I really do bring it up. And this speaks to the effectiveness of your mass and advertising. I watch the games on TV and I see the center field and I see the logo. We play the commercials. This is a really new thing. And
very new.
I see Cash Pop out on the outfit, I'm like, well, I talk about it once every week or two with John. And I think Seth was the original one that talked about it maybe a month ago when it kind of came in. And I've spent a lot of time in casinos last 2 weeks. I was at Las Vegas and just walking through and seeing casino games. I lived in a casino for 2 days in Las Vegas and seeing how to play games and how to play new games. And sometimes I'm in a casino and I see things, I'm a little intimidated. And I don't know how to play Baccarat or whatever. This is one of those games that's so simple, but also like Keno is kind of simple, but conceptually I had never heard of this kind of a game. And I think it began as probably a casino kind of game, right?
It is a very simple game, as you mentioned. People can make it more complex if they need to, but let's start from the simplicity. Four times a day, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m., we draw a number, one number. So prior to that drawing, you can select a number from 1 to 15, only 1 to 15, and you can put down a wager of $1, $2, $5, or $10. Let's start with $1. So you pick a number from 1
nine.
To 15.
Number nine.
Mm-hmm. So number nine, you put $1 on it. Then on a random basis, let's say we both do that. You put $1 on number nine, I put $1 on number nine. But each ticket that's printed has a random cash prize. Your prize might be $5 if it comes in. My prize might be $250 if it comes in. And so we're both watching, cheering for that number nine to come up, and then everyone who has number nine will have a different, of course, not all different, but we'll have different denominations so that we both win. We win different prize amounts. Now, you don't get to determine what your prize amount is. That's the random part of it, but you may select multiple numbers. I would not necessarily encourage you to bet all 15. That might be a little bit of a stretch.
You know, my lucky number is 9, 3, 6, right? We've been through this. So
yes,
I
yes.
could take 9 and 3 and 6 if I wanted to, right?
Perfect. And okay. You could put $1 on each. You could put 5 on one if you're feeling very feisty about the 9. And then each prize will adjust accordingly. So the higher you wager, 1, 2, 5, or 10, the prize structures will correspond. The maximum you can win on a $1 ticket is $250. The maximum you can win on a $10 wager is $2,500, 10 times the dollar. So the prize structures are the same, but the dollar multiplier will determine what your range of prizes could be. Did I make that more complex than it needed to be?
No. I mean, I think it's important to explain it because people see it now and they don't, is it a scratch off? What kind of game is it? How do I play it? And then once you get involved, and I would say, and I love this part of the segment when I talk to you about this, because, you know, Miss Edie was my neighbor who always
yes.
played her numbers. Miss Edie would love this game, you know,
happens
a couple times a day. Like, so it's a little bit more of an old school, like the yep. 3 or the 4 that's my number. It only comes once a day. We pick it in middle of the evening magazine at 7:30 on channel 13 or whatever, pull the numbers at, like, that's the old way of doing it. This is 4 times a day with one number, and it's a very, now you've said this, and I've asked you this before, other states have done this before, and you're always trying
yes.
to come up with, and you're about to tell me about another new game that you guys have coming up, whether it's Pac-Man or whether it's Raven Scratch All Season. We're around a corner on that. We're not that far out on that as well, but learning how to play the games, this is really as simple a game as I've ever heard. It's almost so simple that you really can kind of overthink it a little bit. that it's amazing that this game hasn't been played before. That's why I thought maybe this was in a casino in Macau or something, because it's kind of a fun little, it's a numbers game, like a almost like a dice game. There's always so many numbers you can play.
People can go to mdlottery.com to learn more about it. They can stop to any of our 4,400 retailers and ask about it. And again, for a simple investment, $1, one time, try it, see if you like it. Again, I think you'll be surprised and pleasantly surprised, hopefully, with a winning experience, but on how simple and straightforward the game can be. And as always, please play responsibly and enjoy the game as entertainment.
John Martin is the king of the segue around here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Puts us on the road with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. A bunch of Crab Cake Tour dates here this month. We've talked some baseball. We've talked some cash pop. I'm giving away the Pac-Man, so come on. This has been a really lucky batch. People love the Pac-Man tickets. New games. I want to give you a little oxygen on all that. We have festivals coming up. It's summertime. My son saw y'all brew at the zoo last week. So, like, I know this is the most wonderful time of the year, and sometimes it's a little hard to get everybody's attention because you're at the beach, you're here, kids got graduation, we got summer this, summer that. But you have some new games you want to talk about as well.
Games, promotions, you know, we're always looking for ways, as you alluded earlier, thank you for the lead in, on different ways to engage different factions of players. Yes, we've got Ravens flock anxious for the kickoff of the season. That's a little bit down the road. But right in front of us right now, we have a new promotion for the state of Maryland. It's in concert with NASCAR. Are you a big NASCAR guy, Nestor?
Vroom, vroom. I went to one NASCAR race. I went to Dover like 30 years ago. I was Bud's sponsor, so the Bud car driver came on, and we gave a hood of the car. And it's really loud. It's beautiful, though. And the cars, television does not do justice. How fast the cars go. But it's not my thing in that it's loud and but I respect the people that are into it. And we had a NASCAR show here for a long, long time on WNST.
We have a nationwide promotion with Powerball and NASCAR. We watched the promotion last year. We decided to get in this year. And here's the way that you play. Starting now through July 1st, any Powerball ticket you purchase, you can enter into a promotion called Life in the Cash Lane. See what we did there? Life in the Cash Lane. You enter your Powerball tickets now through July 1st, and we will select in the month of June, starting on Monday, June 3rd, we will select 35 winners, five drawings, seven.
Okay.
Winners each. And just being selected, one of the 35, you win $1,000. We'll put all 35 names in one big virtual hopper nationwide, where you'll be joined with other contestants from lotteries all over. And we will select 16 finalists. And those 16 finalists, think of like an NCAA bracket. Those 16 finalists will eventually get down to four finalists in Phoenix for the NASCAR championships. And along the way, there are cash prizes. I'm fumbling with my cash prize status here, but various entry levels of prizes from $2,500 up to $1 million for some lucky winner to be in Phoenix on or around November 10th.
So this is Powerball this month?
Powerball this month through the month of June, yes.
Okay.
Check it out for mdlottery.com. Have some fun. If you enjoy NASCAR, that's great. Even if you don't know anything about NASCAR, if you enjoy winning $1 million, let's frame it that way. That may open up the interest level a little bit, but check it out. Have some fun with it. Hopefully you'll be one of 16 finalists, and then you'll get a chance to watch your name on national television, move up the leaderboard, and hopefully be one of four lucky people in Phoenix in November with the chance to win $1 million.
Another reminder, you know, I give these Pac-Man scratch-offs. Make sure you're downloading the app if you're playing the lottery to get into all of these things. It's about playing, and then it's about second chances. It's about using your phone. It's about scanning. Make sure you're doing that. And you can learn all of this stuff up at mdlottery.com. I learned about the Gold Rush Sevens multiply. I saw these. So I'm wondering, like, now do I have to hit Roz for those, or am I sticking with Pac-Man here? These Gold Rush look like something I want, though, these 777s on here.
You know what? That might be a good move on your part, because we just announced what we call a family of games, Nestor. And what that means is we marketing and from a promotion standpoint, we put like games together. And so just launched, they're still fresh, which is why I think you want to talk with Roz about getting one of them at a dollar price point. It's called Gold Rush Sevens. It's the Gold Rush family. At a $2 price point, Gold Rush Doubler. At the $5 price point, Gold Rush Sevens Tripler. At the $10 price point, Gold Rush, I kind of lost the name here.
Multiplier.
Multiplier, thank you. And yeah. At 20, thank you. Gold Rush 777.
So I'm here for you, John.
Thank you. We're finely honed machine. That's what we are here.
You know what? So, here's the God's honest truth. If I put you on the air and I go to mdlottery.com, it gives me a little backup. You know what I mean? That's my cheat sheet is your website, you know?
As it should be.
Right.
So prizes range from $1,000 on the dollar ticket all the way up to $1 million on the $20 ticket. And there'll be lots of fun and winners galore over the next several months on the Gold Rush Sevens family of games. And yes, when you're out and about in the territory watching Nestor at one of his many stops, hopefully he'll have a Gold Rush Sevens doubler ticket.
When I'm at mdlottery.com, I see things. I see pictures of winners. Some of them show their face. Some of them have a funny thing. Some of them put a funny name on their check or whatever they do. But this spin thing, and I keep calling it the Price is Right thing because I like Bob Barker and make sure you have your dogs and cats spayed or neutered. And Cole Irvin helped with that the other day too. So big shout out to him, pitcher for the Orioles, who became my favorite Oriole when he started talking about his love for dogs. The big spinner. How many of those had?
How about that?
Because I see the pictures and the videos of this. This is an impressive, fun little thing. I mean, you're always trying to have fun, and winning money's fun. And when you scratch one of these off and you win $5 or 20, whatever you win, it's fun. But to come down and make a big to do and spin the thing and maybe win a whole lot of money, that is some Bob Barker fun. That's some Drew Carey fun.
You know, it's interesting to see people come in. It is a different dynamic. I mean, and I've been in this business long enough to see people come in and they're wide-eyed and they're nervous and sometimes they're laughing, sometimes they're crying, sometimes they don't know if they're crying or they're laughing. But it's a different experience when they come in and they see the 6-foot wheel and they realize that they're going to spin this and there are nothing but prizes. $50,000 is the least amount that they could win, all the way up to $250,000.
So they're in a good mood when they pull up the Montgomery Awards. Absolutely, right?
This is what fun is all about. And yes, go to mdlottery.com and you'll see videos from Mike at the lottery talking about how people win, and you'll actually see the spins. It's all legit, and you'll see they may win prizes. We've had now 3 of them on the website. Hint, hint, wink, wink. There'll be a 4th one on the website real soon. And prizes they've won have ranged from, I believe, $90,000, $125,000. No one's won $250,000 yet.
If you need a cheesy game show host guy, I'll tease my hair up. I'll come there. You can play some music for me. Give me one of those stick mics, the old school, you know what I mean? With a little tip on it, but the really long mic.
And why is it that show is the only place I've ever seen that microphone? Well, that's not true.
No, that's a match game.
Remember the match game? Yes. Yes.
We both said it at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
How sick
is that, right?
You know who was a failed contestant on the match game was my partner, Brian Billick.
No.
Oh,
Ravens?
Oh, yeah. 1979, Redwoods College, community college. Football coach trying to make it wearing a brown bomber jacket.
Wow.
Just go to YouTube and just put match game Billick in. It'll pop right up. And the whole segment's there. And Charles Nelson Riley and Richard Dawson was on. Richard Dawson has a thing. He says football failure, game show failure. It's like he does this to Billick in 1979. Oh, you got to see. Billick had a whole fresh head full of hair, and he was single, looking good. So, yeah, Billick was on the match game. It's true. John Martin, he's from Cleveland. He doesn't know. See, everybody in Baltimore has laughed at that. And, He didn't get it. He had an awful match. Like, he said something that didn't even make any sense when he went to match it. So it doesn't make any sense 50 years later either. So, you know, that's one thing. You're on a game show. You got to get it right. So spinning that wheel, it's on video and stuff. How much can they win when they spin that wheel?
They could, the prizes on the wheel from $50,000 up to $250,000.
250 is the most they could win. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's a nice range. I mean,
that's,
you know,
very nice. Yeah, very nice.
All right, John Martin is here. He comes every week. He gives us a Pac-Man scratch-off. So we have some sevens to give away later on in the month as well. We're doing Maryland Crab Cake Tours like kind of everywhere that we do them. Fleet Week's coming up in a couple of weeks. Patrick Russell, big shout-out to Slaunching Coopers with that unbelievable gumbo that I've signed up for now as a new sponsor. We're going to be at Coopers next Tuesday. We're going to be in Mays Chapel, and then we're going to be down during Fleet Week, really right in the middle of it on Friday, the 14th of the month. So big month. You guys have any events? I mean, you're doing all that kind of stuff, right?
We do things, and here's one you will not see me at. It is the Baltimore 10 miler at Druid Hill Park. There's running involved with that. I'm not a runner, but if you are, lace up your running shoes and get out to Druid Hill on June 1st. And we will be there with our prize wheel that people can spin and win. Also, coming up the month of June, June is a lot of fun. Capital Jazz Fest. We do this every year at Meriwether. So have some fun with that. Stop by and see us at the Capital Jazz Fest. That would be June 8th and 9th.
And that's a thing to do. Jazz outside at Meriwether on a beautiful weekend. Wow.
Great,
right?
Venue. Every once in a while, we'll do an O's game. And here's one that probably looked better several weeks ago. The Atlanta Braves coming to town, and we will be on June 12th, which is a Wednesday midweek, but an evening game. We will be down there at the ballpark. How about the Braves? That's bad luck, isn't it?
I think I'm going Thursday. I think I'm doing the afternoon game on Thursday that week, but it's been a great season. I mean, I kid you about your Guardians thing, but when your team is good, and you've been in Cleveland, like, you've had better luck than Baltimore over the last 30 years with good years and bad years, but it is a turn off, on and off. It's either really good or really bad in a lot of places. And even the Yankees this year turning it on. I was in New York up there, and the Rangers are playing well. Knicks had a nice year. Sports lights up your life to some degree, and it becomes a different kind of summer. And I'm feeling it because we haven't had a lot of it here. When we have this kind of a baseball team, John, everywhere I go, people want to talk about the baseball team with me. And my last name's Aparicio. That feels good, you know, after all these years. And that's something I know. Home Run Riches is it's your best promotion this summer because the Orioles are into it. Every single night, people are trying to get a grand slam, even when we load the bases and we can't drop. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We'll get some sports wagering stuff out next month as well. We always remind folks, play these games responsibly. Have fun with them. This cash pop game, it's meant to be a buck or two. It's meant to be fun. Play a number, but get involved. And at some point real soon, we'll talk about where all this good money goes back into the community as well, because I do love talking about that. John Martin joins us each and every week. His face is on the front of Baltimore Positive, along with our entire new website. So I want to give thanks to Jessica Vallis and our team at Harford Designs and Mike Rosenfeld at Web Connection for dreaming up a brand new BaltimorePositive.com website. It's all up and available for you, as is our 25th anniversary video, as is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour schedule brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, where you can be a winner when you come out to Fadley's on Friday or join us at Cooper's next Tuesday or State Fair next Thursday. I am Nestor. He's John. We're WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.